I'm Alan Lytle, 91.3 WUKY News. In an effort to clear up some misconceptions about the 2020 elections, WUKY is bringing you a series of conversations we're calling Misinformation Mondays. And we're talking today to Matt Young. He is with UK's Martin School of Public Policy and Administration and the 2020 Elections Fellow for the Lex Vote Coalition. It's a nonpartisan voter information and civic participation organization. Good day to you, Matt.
Hi, thank you.
We've got a number of these misconceptions. I'll start with number one. If I requested a mail-in ballot but do not return it, I can still vote in person, yes or no?
No, that will not be true for this election. So just part of the way it works, you know, there's been a big expansion of absentee voting, trying to keep as many people as would prefer to be able to stay home and not have to go to the polls and then possibly risk exposure to the coronavirus. There was, you know, no excuse absentee ballot voting. You could request for any reason, anyone in the state. Now that window has closed. People are no longer allowed to request mail-in ballots. However, those who did request a mail-in ballot cannot decide to go vote in person this year. There are still plenty of ways to make sure that you vote. The Civic Lex and the Lex Vote Coalition, our recommendation is that everyone who has requested the ballot track their ballot. You can go to our website, which is just lex.vote, or you can go, you know, the State Board of Elections has a portal as well that you can track your ballot, and that's where our website leads to. And just make sure that that it's on its way. By now, most ballots should have been delivered, and if you've mailed your ballot back, you can also track to make sure that it returns. There's also 6 drop boxes throughout Fayette County that you can drop your mail-in ballot into rather than sticking it in the mail itself. So plenty of ways to make sure that your vote counts, but if you requested a mail-in ballot, that is the method that you have to use in order for your vote to count. You will not be able to vote at the polls.
All right. If I forget to sign my ballot, it is automatically disqualified, yes or no?
No, it's not. So, you know, people are human. Sometimes ballots can be a little bit difficult, a little bit confusing, not sure where to sign, not sure how many times to sign. And the governor and the secretary of state understood that. And so there's a process that they're calling a ballot curing. And each county is going to take a good faith effort to make sure that any ballot irregularities can be cleared up. In the emergency regulations that were passed for the election, there are some instances where ballots are automatically rejected, but in most instances, they are not. Be on the lookout. You may get a letter from the State Board of Elections or from the county. You may get a phone call or an email. And this is just, you know, perhaps you forgot to have one signature on the ballot. Perhaps you maybe signed in the wrong place. Maybe there's a stray mark on the ballot, something like that. The county will try to cure that ballot to make sure that your vote will count.
And political parties can set up drop box locations where I can return my ballot.
So that is not correct. There's been some news reports in other states of political parties setting up drop boxes, and it looks like in a lot of cases they were not allowed to do that. But here in Kentucky, the answer is clear. Political parties cannot set up drop boxes. That is done by the counties. So in Fayette County, we have 6 secure drop-off locations. You can use any one of those. If you have your mail-in ballot and you filled it out, you can find those again at our website, lex.vote. You can also look, you know, lexingtonky.gov/vote, the county's website. Any 6 of these drop box locations are fine. We're not doing it. The election is not being done by precinct this year. So any of these drop box locations work. Just slide your ballot in and your vote will be able to count.
All right. A photo ID is required to vote. Yes or no?
So normally that would be the case. However, that has changed only for this election. In future elections, you will need a photo ID. However, in this election for 2020, that is not going to be the case. The governor and the secretary of state did not want, you know, that perhaps some courthouses were closed and people could not get a photo ID. or perhaps someone might have been afraid they would be exposed by going to get a photo ID. So for this election, you do not have to have a photo ID to go vote in person. You need to bring some form of ID, birth certificate, social security card, even something like a bank card or your SNAP or food benefits card. That will work. And if you bring one of those forms of non-photo ID, you can go to the ballot or go to the ballot location to vote, and you can just fill out a little form that says that, promises you are who you say you are, and you will be able to vote without a photo ID only for this election.
Okay. We're talking to Matt Young. He's with UK's Martin School of Public Policy and Administration and the 2020 Elections Fellow for the Lex Vote Coalition. On Misinformation Mondays, it's a way to clear up those misconceptions about the 2020 elections. And mail-in ballots are not safe and are therefore prone to fraud. Yes or no?
So this is not true. There have been a lot of studies and investigations in states across the country that show that that mail-in ballots are largely safe. Perhaps some of your listeners have heard some horror stories. And that does happen, but that's very rare. And most of the time it is done by accident or with bad faith. But by and large, mail-in ballots are very safe. And this year, again, tracking a ballot is a way to help make sure your vote counts. Suppose that, hypothetically, a mail person forgets to lock the mail door and a bag of mail flies out and there goes your ballot. I don't think that that's likely to happen. But in the event that it does, if you've tracked your ballot, you'll be able to see whether or not it reached its destination. And so we encourage at the Lex Vote Coalition, we encourage everybody who requests the mail-in ballot to track their ballot to make sure that it's going to count.
I have to find the voting location for my precinct.
So this is another 2020 specific change. Normally that would be true. There'd be a designated voting center for you to go find, but that is not true for 2020. In 2020, Fayette County has set up 8 what they're calling voting super centers. You can go to any one of these 8 locations. Early voting has already begun, so you can go right now, 8:30 to 4, Monday through Friday, or on Saturdays from 9 to 1, to any of these locations and vote early. Or you can go on Election Day. Polls will be open 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Election Day. And you do not have to find the one closest to you. If you're out running errands and you know you're going to be near one, you can stop in and you can vote. Any of the locations is acceptable this year.
If I accidentally voted for the wrong person, there is nothing I can do about it. Yes or no?
No. So that is not true. And this is sort of similar to the ballot curing measures that the state is taking this year. At the Lex Vote Coalition, we've heard stories from our voters who, maybe they wanted to vote for all the candidates in one particular party. And so they were just filling out down a column or down or through a row. And then they realized afterward, oh, no, this particular candidate was not one I wanted to vote for. So when that happens, we would encourage you to contact the county clerk or the state board of elections right away if you have a mail-in ballot. There's a process that you can go through to sort of explain to them what happened and that you want your vote to be, you want your ballot to be a little bit different than the way you accidentally filled it out, and they can help you out with that. If you're voting in person, you can talk to a poll worker, and they should also be able to help you out with that.
We're talking to Matt Young. He's with UK's Martin School of Public Policy and Administration and the 2020 Elections Fellow for the Lex Vote Coalition. On Misinformation Mondays, it's a way to clear up those misconceptions about the 2020 elections. And turning in my ballot to a ballot box is risky because someone might tamper with the box or steal the ballot.
So this is very unlikely to occur in Fayette County and across the state of Kentucky. Election officials are taking very, very secure measures to make sure that this does not happen. So in Fayette County, all of the ballot boxes are anchored to the ground, and they will all be under 24-hour surveillance. In addition to that, each night these ballot boxes are emptied and they're taken. All the ballots are taken to a secure warehouse for processing. So it's very unlikely, you know, given all of those measures, that someone would be able to tamper with these boxes, break open these boxes, and affect your vote. And again, ballot tracking will help with this. You can, if you've dropped your ballot into one of these drop boxes, make sure that you track it and make sure that it has reached its end destination. And if it's been a few days since you've dropped it in a drop box and you don't see that, at the Let's Vote Coalition, we can help. You can get a hold of us. You could also reach out and contact the county clerk. And that's why we are encouraging people to get these mail-in ballots returned as soon as possible, so that you have time to make sure, whether it's ballot curing or tracking your ballot or anything like that, we want to be able to make sure your vote will count.
And finally, we may not know the winners of the elections on election night.
So that is correct. Now, The voting plan for 2020 requires that in-person votes and mail-in ballots that are processed prior to 6 p.m. on election day will be reported by midnight on election night. However, some votes may not be processed, and mail-in ballots will still be accepted 3 days after election day as long as they're postmarked by election day. So there could still be a good bit of counting to do after election day. So it is possible that we may not know the winner of the election on election night. A lot of voters may remember that the Democratic primary for Senate in this year, we did not know whether or not Amy McGrath or Charles Booker had won for a week or so. And that is okay. That is not an indicator of fraud, as far as we can tell at the Let's Vote Coalition. So we're just encouraging voters to be patient, to know that we may not know the winner of all of the races on election night, that there could be some races that are close enough that mail-in ballots received after election day or votes processed after election night may change the results of the election. And that in itself does not provide evidence of fraud.
We're talking to Matt Young. He's with UK's Martin School of Public Policy and Administration and the 2020 Elections Fellow for the Let's Vote Coalition. Again, give us that website, Matt, for the Let's Vote Coalition.
Yes, it's Lex, L-E-X, dot vote. It'll take you right to our website. There's a lot of useful, helpful resources there. These voting myths are included, some resources to help you vote, and also to help you track your ballot. You can find all the information at lex.vote.
All right. Thanks again for your time, Matt, and have a great week ahead.
All right. Thank you. You too.